Good morning. That was December from the Garden Suite by Missouri composer David Olin Baird. It's about 8 minutes into the 9 o'clock hour on the snowy morning. Please be careful. It's a lot more slippery out than it looks. We have Tchaikovsky next. We just heard December from the Garden Suite. Let's listen to Tchaikovsky's Seasons. He wrote 12 seasons, one for every month. Here's his December now on KPR. That is December on this first day of the month from Tchaikovsky's Seasons, the Christmas or December. Today marks the first day of playing just a little bit of Christmas music or holiday music or winter music. Doesn't have to be religious. No matter what your beliefs are, you're still going to hear great music here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. Here's a great piece of music. No words, just humming. It's from the second act of Madama Butterfly on KPR. The humming chorus from the second act of Puccini's Madama Butterfly. Good morning, this is KPR. Before we hear some striking Rachmaninoff, it has a boring title, but it has a wonderful build to it. It gets really exciting. It's just called Suite Number 2 for two pianos. Let's take a look at this forecast. First of all, don't go anywhere unless you really have to. Not all the streets have been treated, and it's really difficult to get around. Unfortunately, lots of accidents. So probably the more people who stay off the streets, the better. Okay, detailed forecast. Today, snow, mainly before 4 p.m., with a high of 27, with pretty calm winds. That's a 90% chance of more snow. We could get between 2 and 4 inches. Then tonight, a low of only 14. And tomorrow, there might be some hope to melt some of this off. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, with a high near 37. Let's listen next to that exciting piece by Rachmaninoff, the two pianists, are Marta Argerich and Alexander Rubinovich on KPR. Amazing music by Sergei Rachmaninoff and two amazing pianists, Marta Argerich and Alexandra Rubinovich, for Rachmaninoff Opus 17, the Suite Number 2 for two pianos. Next hour, listen for a dance from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, coming up within the half hour. Also some music by Piazzolla. And next on KPR, we have some Baroque music that over the years has become holiday music or winter music. It's Arcangelo Corelli's Concerto Grosso No. 8, better known as the Christmas Concerto, on KPR. Some beautiful music by Arcangelo Corelli. Concerto Grosso No. 8 from Opus 6, the Christmas Concerto, with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Next, three Latin motets by an English composer. Coming up next hour, double violin music by Bach and Astor Piazzolla, Marc-Antoine Charpentier, all kinds of great composers with great pieces of music. In fact, we do it every day, all day long. And in the evenings, here on KPR. It's about 12 minutes before 10 o'clock. We've got Prokofiev's first piano concerto and a little Christmas cheer to make sure your afternoon starts off with a flourish. Wonderful classical music, Jeff Watson promises, continues from 12 to 3 on KPR, so see. All right, next we have Charles Villiers Stanford, three Latin motets from his Opus 38. It's the St. John's College Choir on KPR. The St. John's College Choir, directed by Christopher Robinson, Three Latin Motets by Charles Villiers Stanford on Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition. It's on every morning between 5 and 9 a.m. with your host, Matthew Algio. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience. Narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at TPAC, the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. And from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
White House here in the Blue Room, showing that they're front and center.
There's also a 6,000-piece Lego portrait of President Trump and another one of George Washington. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the United States with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. This is KPR. That magical moment. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. Let's listen to a little bit more holiday music on KPR. This period instrument ensemble features Joamy Wilson with a hammer dulcimer on KPR. Joamy Wilson and his hammer dulcimer and some other folk instruments for the traditional patapan. Next, The Glory of Bach, and we'll hear some recordings of Beau Bledsoe, guitarist. He has that group, Ensemble Iberica, and they have a big project going on. I'm trying to get him to come in sometime this week to share it with us and tell us more about it. But Tradición Viva is coming up. It's a book, and it's a recording of the best of their last 10 years. We'll hear some of his solo playing, and I'll tell you what I know about that a bit later this hour. It's about 10:09. I'm Cordelia Brown. Good morning. Weather update. Well, we haven't had an updated forecast for a couple hours, but for today in Lawrence, snow mainly before 4 p.m. with a high of only 27. Pretty calm winds, but that's a 90% chance of snow. We could get up to 2 to 4 inches. The low tonight of 14 will hold all that in place with a calm wind. But tomorrow, maybe some will melt off. It's supposed to be mostly sunny with a high of 37. If you have to go anywhere, I wouldn't. At least, you know, unless you had some great big monster truck or something with four-wheel drive. It's very slick out, and there have been lots of accidents. Take the day off. Stay home if you can. Don't go anywhere you don't need to go. Hopefully it'll get better as the salt dogs sprinkle the streets. I was behind one of those this morning on the KU campus. It was a big salt spraying truck that was called the Salt Dog. May there be many salt dogs in your future. Now here's a great piece by Bach, the Bach Double Concerto for two violins and orchestra in D minor on KPR. With the great violinist Yehudi Menuhin, directing and playing first violin, probably, and also Christian Ferras, violin. That was the J.S. Bach Concerto for two violins in D minor on this snowy day. Good morning. It's about 10:28. I'm Cordelia Brown, and this is KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists. presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along. Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com. This is KPR. That is the guitar playing of local guitarist, Kansas City guitarist, who's known all over the world, Bo Bledsoe, playing Mi Tierra by Pepe Abichuela. And we have him next playing with the Bach Aria Soloist. But Bo is going to come in this morning and share their new collection. They have a book and a CD coming out, and I think it's released today. So before we hear Bo play some Astor Piazzolla, let me read you the short email from Bo that tells you a little bit more than I know about it. I'm trying to get him to come in later this week when it's not so dangerous out. And by the way, maybe I should be saying more about the weather, but I think it suffices to say it's bad out. It's slippery. They haven't treated a lot of the roads, a lot of the hills, and it's best to just stay home. Don't go anywhere unless you absolutely have to and you have the proper kind of vehicle. All right. Okay, Bo wrote, I wanted to share something new from my group Ensemble Iberica that I think might interest you. We've just released Tradición Viva, a 200-page art book with photography by Dan White, essays from me, a foreword by Steve Paul, and a new album recorded at Greenwood Social Hall. That's in Kansas City. It officially comes out in early December. The book highlights 12 years of our work in Kansas City and abroad, with a full chapter from our recent travels in Spain and Portugal. The album features our core collaborators, along with guests like Ara Dinkchian, Max and Josh Baca, Mike Block, and Alejandro Brites. You can find out more, you can see it, at ensembleiberica.org/Tradición Viva. So, an email from Bo Bledsoe. So, new thing coming out, Tradición Viva. Hopefully there will be concerts soon, and we'll hear more about that as we try to get Bo to come back in when it's not as dangerous to drive from Kansas City to Lawrence. Let's listen to that recording now of Piazzolla, Milonga en Re, with the Bach Aria soloist, Bo Bledsoe, and their violinist and founder, Elizabeth Sa Lane, on KPR. We've just heard local artists from the Bach Aria Soloists, Bo Bledsoe, guitarist, and Elizabeth Sa Lane, violin, for Milonga en Re by Astor Piazzolla. And later this week, we'll have Bo Bledsoe come visit and tell us about their new project. It's a big art book and a new collection of their recordings, the best over the last 12 years. The whole project is called Tradición Viva. So if you want to find out more about it, in fact, get the scoop on it, I think it's being released this week. It's ensembleiberica.org. And also, speaking of the Bach Aria Soloists, they have a holiday concert coming up this Friday evening at St. Paul's at 11 East 40th Street in Kansas City, 7:30 p.m., and it's their annual holiday concert. It should be really good. They've got Bach, Handel, Debussy, John Rutter, Samuel Barber, and plus some traditional carols. Everybody will sing along with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, who's making his Bach Aria Soloist debut, singing some of the most glorious arias in Bach's monumental cantata canon and beautiful duets of the season with Bach Aria Soloist soprano, just about the best soprano in Kansas City, Sarah Tannehill Anderson. To fill your holiday spirit with the Bach Aria Soloists, 7:30 p.m. this Friday night at St. Paul's. BachAriaSoloists.com will give you the details about that. Let's listen to a new recording. It's just out this year, and the composer, let's just call her Mel Boney, It says in parentheses, Melanie Hélène Damage. So her Soir Matin. It's in two movements. It just means evening to morning. And the first part is evening music, and the second part is morning music on KPR. Well, there's something you might have not heard before. I hadn't heard of this composer until today. That was Mel Bonis, French. The last name is spelled B-O-N-I-S. She lived from 1858 until 1937. And that was called Soir Matin, or evening slash or hyphen morning, with two pieces there for piano trio that give you the feeling of evening and morning. Her Opus 76 from 1907. That was a new recording on the Chandos label that features the Neve Trio. The name of the disc is La Mer, French piano trios. In the La Mer by Debussy, it's the piece, but it's an arrangement for piano trio by a contemporary composer or arranger. Good morning. It's about 8.5 minutes before 11 o'clock. As far as the weather goes, we have a 90% chance of more snow until about 4 o'clock, and we could get between 2 and 4 inches. It's best to stay where you are. If you're home, that's probably the best place to be. I'm sorry if you're out and about on this awfully cold, difficult-to-get-around-in day. And I hope the classical music is some solace to you as you go through your day, as we're actively feeding the KPR Classical Fireplace and keeping you warm with great music. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for about another hour. Let's listen next to Marc-Antoine Charpentier, his Christmas concerto. A reminder that support for classical music here at the station comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. Here's the Charpentier. There's another Christmas concerto on this December 1st. Marc-Antoine Charpentier, that was Trevor Pinnock in the English Concert here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Coming up right after the news, a little bit of Aaron Copland before we hear a Mozart horn concerto. And we'll hear the Kansas Brass Quintet play some music from A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's 11 o'clock straight up. We're live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Info at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. This is KPR. We've got 90% chance of more snow, maybe 2 to 4 inches before 4 o'clock. Today's high should only be 27. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News.
NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. A tender moment from Rodeo, or Rodeo, as we say in these parts. That's Aaron Copland, the Saturday Night Waltz, Louis Lane and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. It's 8 minutes into our 11 o'clock hour. Looks like the snowflakes have just, well, no, there's still a few in Lawrence. I'd say that the forecast is still for snow mainly before 4 p.m. The high should be only 26, and the change in the forecast is that it went from a 90% chance of precipitation to a 100%. And now the total accumulation is supposed to be 3 to 5 inches. Earlier it was just supposed to be 2 to 4. So that's for Lawrence. Be careful. Don't go out. The roads are a lot worse than they look. Tonight's low only 13. And tomorrow, well, let's see what happens. We have a southern breeze tomorrow, bringing in sunshine and a high above freezing of 36. Let's take a peek at further through the week to see what we're in for before we hear some Mozart here on Kansas Public Radio. Tuesday night's low, 24. Wednesday, warming up to 38. 8 degrees Wednesday night. And Thursday, mostly sunny, but only 24 degrees. We'll end the work week on Friday with sunshine and a high of 38. Peeking into the weekend, it looks like 41 for Saturday and 31 for Sunday. There is a winter weather advisory in effect, so take heed. Here's the Mozart. It's the First Horn Concerto on KPR. That's the Mozart Horn Concerto number 1 in D major. The other ones are all in E flat, and they sound pretty similar, but that one stands alone in the key of 2 sharps. Timothy Brown playing the French horn with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. It's about 11:20 now. I'm Cordelia Brown. Hope you're keeping warm. Don't go out driving. It's bad out. Stay home if you possibly can. Before noon, we have, well, next, we'll hear from a Charlie Brown Christmas. And then Kevin Oldham, Variations on a French Noel, before we hear something by Richard Danielpour called The Awakened Heart. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com. or by calling 785-843-TREE. And from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries, December 7th at 7 p.m., more at tlclawrence.org. This is KPR. Here's the Kansas City Brass Quintet. Vince Guaraldi, Christmas Time, from a Charlie Brown Christmas, a recording from that we made here at KPR in 2005, 20 years ago. Good morning. This is KPR. Let's hear Kevin Oldham next, his Variations on a French Noel, which he wrote in the early 1980s. Kevin Oldham. Written in the early 1980s, Kevin Oldham's Variations on a French Noel, the composer at the piano. Part of our local regional collection here at Kansas Public Radio. He came in one day and played live, and luckily we recorded it. Coming up next, The Awakened Heart. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Spider Art Constructors. Offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. We have a piece now by Richard Danielpour. Let's listen to the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. This piece is called The Awakened Heart on KPR. We've been listening to a piece by Richard Danielpour. It's called The Awakened Heart from about 1990, and it's in 3 parts. The first movement was Into the World's Night, very much concerned with awakening. The second movement, Epiphany, was a meditation. And then the third movement, My Hero Bears His Nerves, comes from a poem by Dylan Thomas. This is about what one might do with his resensitization or reawakening. It's inspired by the idea of learning courage by living fully and about the path of fearlessness. That's by Richard Daniel Poor, and it was called The Awakened Heart, something a little different on KPR. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas, the Peasley Promise, offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. It's KPR.
Jamaica's our news.
Join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered with Laura Lorson here on KPR. Well, good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute. Jeff Watson has three more hours of great classical music between noon and three before All Things Considered. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. It's KPR.
Live.